2024 US election outcome. It's Trump with a red sweep. Fullerton Market Update, November 2024. A shocking outcome for investors because the polls were completely wrong. On 31st at Oct, an average of US national polls had current Vice President Kamala Harris at 48.1% support versus Donald Trump at 46.7%. But on Election Day, President-elect Trump's share of the national vote surged to 51%. In his victory speech, he made special mention that 5 Nov marked a historic coming together for young, old, rural, urban, men, women, Asian Americans, Arab Americans, Latinos, all races and all citizens. Less surprising was the Democrats losing control of the Senate, as their existing one-seat majority was driven by independents in their caucus. The 2024 election count suggests the Republicans may now hold 52 of the 100 seats. Results for the House of Representatives are not finalized, but it looks like the Republican majority will be extended by 4 seats. President-elect Trump's key policies need not worsen the U.S. budget deficit and create inflation. Over the campaign, Donald Trump signaled that he would preserve his existing low tax rates beyond their statutory 31st of December 2025 expiry. So their drag, assuming all else constant, would not impact fiscal account assumptions until 2026. Trump has also said he would seek a comprehensive review of the U.S. tax system with the goal to make it more adjustable across corporates, income earners, and Social Security. This encompasses many moving parts, and any adjustments to thresholds, coverage, or statutory rates can potentially broaden government revenues, but with lower burdens on some sectors. In his presidential victory speech, Donald Trump stressed, "We will lower government debt and cut taxes." This is not as far-fetched as some investors may imagine. It has actually been the US experience over the years since the big tax cuts. US government debt has fallen from its record high 133% to 120% of GDP as at quarter 2 2024, with the fiscal deficit also improving from 7.7% quarter 2 2023 to 6% of GDP as at quarter 2 2024, against the backdrop of very low statutory tax rates, especially for corporates. A key reason the US budget deficit has been slowly grinding lower, despite significant debt servicing costs, is because robust GDP growth is boosting government revenues, while spending, as a percent of GDP, is relatively stable. This trend could continue in 2025 if US growth holds up as the consensus expects. The prospect of higher US import tariffs may not be as stressful as many investors fear. The biggest surprise from Trump's victory speech was no mention at all of the prospect of additional tariffs on US imports. Conspiracy buffs may conclude they can now be removed from the agenda because the rhetoric has won the Republicans' office. We have presented compelling evidence in our Q4 24 Fullerton Investment Views that higher tariffs may not be as stressful as many investors fear. As China is defending its global trade share, gaining share in Asia, has rising export prices and is competitive. Under the current trade war, China's export share to the US has fallen dramatically from its 25% peak to 14%. But at the same time, China's global trade share has held stable at 14% and is creeping up to Asia at 14.2%. Asia, ex-China, has also enjoyed a rising trade share to the US. A simplistic pushback is China is just slashing prices to defend its export share in other markets. Some firms may be cutting prices, but on aggregate, China's export prices are rising, which is positive, and this is better than selling at home, as producer output prices are falling. Based on real exchange rates, China is also very competitive, on par with South Korea and second only to Japan globally. China also has significant market share, i.e. 15% or more, in global high-tech, high-value industries, notably transport, rail and sea equipment, IT and materials. US households do suffer as they pay more for the must-haves from China, but the US consumer is also buying a lot fewer other goods from China at the same time, replaced by alternative suppliers. On aggregate, the US household sector is robust. Consumption as a share of GDP is rising again, Q3 24. Household financial wealth to income is extremely high, unemployment is low, personal consumption expenditure, PCE, inflation is back at 2.1% September, and US goods prices are falling significantly, seeing deflation at minus 1.2% year over year in September. Higher US tariffs on its global imports may also be unlikely. For President Trump to consider imposing tariffs on all US imports, it would likely create vast US taskmark cross-country legality hurdles, given the structure of the USMCA 2020 and select FTAs covering many key markets across Latin America as well. Further, some Republicans, especially across the Rust Belt states, may not agree to such policy proposals because they regard free trade with the Americas as vital for the supply of key raw materials supporting US manufacturing and jobs. Implications for portfolio positioning. Investors hate volatility and puzzling moves. What is making investors very uncomfortable is how risk asset markets have behaved since the shock US election results. US equities surged, which could be as simple as investors now knowing that President Trump is in the position to make America great again. However, yields have also increased significantly, and that is a key concern if it reflects fears that US fiscal policy will become inflationary, or that the deficit will deteriorate significantly next year. However, the surge in US yields could also be explained by investors being more bullish on US equities and switching out of bonds. We know from recent global fund manager surveys, e.g. BOA GFMS 15 October, that since mid-October, overweights in global equity have tended to increase, while bonds have flicked toward underweight. More importantly, the US household sector in aggregate continues to reduce its fixed income allocation from a high level as its equity allocation continues toward all-time highs. The US dollar may be a key signpost. If the surge in bond yields is dominated by fears of higher US inflation or a worse fiscal deficit, then the US dollar should have fallen because of inflation-driven weaker purchasing power and public debt worries. Alternatively, and more compelling, higher yields, higher equities, and a stronger US dollar can collectively reflect stronger expectations of greater and sustained US exceptionalism, a theme from our Q4 24 Fullerton Investment Views. At 13.2% in Q2 2024, US all-company profitability is now tracking around the third highest ever. The two top peaks have been in this cycle, and the last 13% reading was back in Q4 1950. Such productivity-driven strength is appearing across Main Street IE. A population of around 6.1 million US employee firms, and not just Wall Street. We need to keep monitoring developments closely. As investors, we need to continue to try and be as forward-looking as we can, then distinguish between political rhetoric and potential policy directions. President Trump has always said, "Inflation is killing us." That means he does not want high yields because that increases business costs. And in the same vein, he does not want a weak US dollar because that increases imported inflation. Donald Trump also talked of lower effective tax burdens for fossil fuel-linked industries, potentially funded by higher relative taxes on renewables. This could be expected to add to US dollar strength over time as the US is a net oil exporter. The policy could also support some US energy-linked equities with robust balance sheets at the expense of more strongly driven ESG equities. Overall, we maintain our assessment that the policy initiatives that will be ultimately passed in 2025 can prove to be deficit and inflation neutral. we do not foresee our bullish outlook on US equities being derailed by the actions of politicians because the core fundamentals driving earnings are very supportive, such as above-trend growth, robust productivity, very low real production costs, sustained consumer spending, and the Fed's rate cuts. Important information. No offer or invitation is considered to be made if such offer is not authorized or permitted. This is not the basis for any contract to deal in any security or instrument, or for Fullerton Fund Management Company Limited, UEN 2003-1-7-Tubbo, Fullerton, or its affiliates to enter into or arrange any type of transaction. Any investments made are not obligations of, deposits in, or guaranteed by Fullerton. The contents herein may be amended without notice. Fullerton, its affiliates, and their directors and employees do not accept any liability from the use of this publication. The information contained herein has been obtained from sources believed to be reliable but has not been independently verified, although Fullerton Fund Management Company Limited, UEN 2003-12672W, Fullerton, believes it to be fair and not misleading. Such information is solely indicative and may be subject to modification from time to time.